reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello, hello. Happy, healthy, howdy to everybody out there. This is Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and we are very happy to have you join us tonight. We are a show about health and hope, and especially because sometimes it can be really tough. It can be tough to make that decision to better your life, especially if those people around you in your world aren't interested in living a healthier life. So definitely very, very appreciative that you're here and that you're tuning in. I want to start tonight by just taking a breath. Because boy, it's been a pretty stressful week, a great week, but just stressful. I've got some things going on that are a little bit out of my normal routine. And, I know that, stress is one of the things that can kind of throw us off track. You know, when we have those things come into our life that we're not really used to dealing with, but I'm glad to be here, glad to be able to take a breath and relax and talk about health and hope. So this past week was really interesting. I've had the opportunity to share with a group, a community group here in Cullman called the WALLE Program. And it's the group of folks that are 50 and over. And I had the honor and privilege of being able to lead a class there called 6 Weeks to a Healthier You. And one of the topics that we ended up talking about in the past week was on stress and how stress brings inflammation into our life. And gosh, I basically had a real epiphany. I feel like just being able to talk about that, those topics with those people, because well, first of all, somebody basically raised their hand and said, why aren't we sharing this with all the young kids today? Because if I would have known this earlier, like I could have made better decisions. So it's one of the reasons why I wanted to just talk about that here today, tonight, because it is powerful to be armed with the knowledge of what could be happening in our body if we don't take care of it, what happens over time of making those bad choices over and over. The thing that is really crazy is I had handed to me a piece of information, and it was a story written up in a health insurance program, just a health insurance newsletter that went out. And I thought it was fascinating because it definitely correlates with the topic of stress and inflammation and how that plays a major, major role in disease. And so my big awakening this week has stemmed from recognizing that in my life, I've been on a very good track for a while, and over time it's improved a little bit. I've had my moments where it's gone the other way, and I have made poor choices and really felt like I suffered for that. But here in especially these past 6 weeks since the beginning of the year, I've been really working on staying true to my health program, and it's in several different areas. And it has to do with getting to bed earlier and then getting up at a set time every day. So I've been working on my sleep. I've been working on not taking on kind of unnecessary stressors that might come my way. Like maybe somebody in my world could be wanting me to get involved in some drama that they're going through. And I've just been trying to be really careful and mindful to not take on those kinds of things. So we got sleep and stress and then movement. So I've really been working on how I move my body and paying close attention to be doing something every day. And sometimes it might only be just a little 3-minute move that I know, or it might be a 15-minute workout, or it might be like today ended up being a little over a 2-mile walk up and down hills up at the lake. So now I'm going to say those things again. So I've been working on my sleep. I've been working on not taking on stress. I've been working on movement. And then I've especially been working on my food choices and how I've been eating. And one of the things that we need to talk about again is, I promise you, that science of 6 fuelings, that has changed so much for me and in my life over the past 7 years. But I just have to say that right now, being very clear on how I'm fueling my body and having it be easy and convenient, I have so much clarity right now that I just want to keep moving forward. Just making a decision to have something that is going to throw me off kilter, it's not even an option right now. In fact, I'm looking for excuses to stay on target and to stay on this path that I'm feeling that good and that great. So back to the epiphany of the week, talking about all of the things that create a very deadly state in our system of metabolic syndrome and inflammation, ironically, just happens to be those 4 things. It is how we sleep. It's how we do or don't handle stress. It's how we do or don't move our body. And it's how we do or don't choose to fuel our body appropriately and nicely. So doesn't it make sense to make those choices that are going to help our body be better across the board? And I like to answer that and say, absolutely it does. Because if we know that there's a choice, and a lot of times, if we can get a handle on these 4 components, then medication doesn't even need to be a factor. It's just being able to start to take a look at those symptoms and do things that are going to create the outcome that we want. And the inflammation in our system is something that we absolutely can turn it around, and we absolutely can make those choices that are gonna move our body in the right direction. And it's just eating the food that loves you back. And that's where I feel so clear right now, just super excited to move forward and help other people do the same, and help other people be able to realize that there is a choice, and we have a choice, and we're not just gonna become diabetic, and we're not just gonna have heart disease, that we really can make choices to start backing things and sending them going the other way, is what I should say. So one of the things that I had found that I wanted to share with you guys, and this is that newsletter that I was telling you about, the public education employees health insurance plan. I mean, it's just a really great thing, but I want to go through, it's kind of a long article and lots of topics to be discussed in this over, probably even over the course of the next couple weeks. And I just want to start out by just saying what it says from the very beginning, but it says 2,400 years of knowledge gone in 2 generations. And it says that the fastest growing disease in the U.S., no, actually the entire human race is type 2 diabetes. Now, that's crazy. That is just something that, to just think that in our human race, that is the fastest growing disease. So, why is that? Why is that? And so I want to go ahead and read some more from this article because I think it's so good and so fascinating. So what this gentleman starts out by saying how in 1973, he had gone to medical school and at the age of 22. So up until then, he pretty much had only met about two people in the early 70s who had diabetes, and one was a fellow student in elementary school, was a type 1, which is more along the lines of autoimmune disease, and then an employer that he had was a type 2. So that's not very many people, and I can attest to that. I never knew anybody diabetic back then. In the 80s was when I first started to learn about that because my mom was hypoglycemic, so that was really the first time for me. But you fast forward to 2018, and here's the statistics. If you know 9 adults, you probably know at least one with type 2. And if you know 3 adults, one of them most likely is pre-diabetic, which is a condition where the body's ability to handle glucose has already deteriorated to the point where the blood sugar is becoming elevated but not high enough to actually make the diagnosis of diabetes. But unfortunately, you're on the fast track there. So why is this? Why has pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes become so common? And most people would probably answer because, you know, Americans have gotten heavier. And I know people that would say because we're not exercising, we're eating too much fast food, or even just because of the sedentary lifestyle that we have now. I mean, we don't even need to twist a can opener. We don't have to get up and change our TV channel. But all of these are correct. And let's talk now about kind of the rest of the story. So I really like this part. So first, some history. Until the 1920s, infections were the leading cause of premature death in humans, and the average age at death was 47. That all started to change when penicillin was discovered in 1928. So after World War II, the longevity increased. And then what started happening is cardiovascular disease through heart attacks and strokes, those popped to the top. And considerable attention was focused on finding the cause of that. And autopsies of heart attack patients revealed cholesterol in the walls of the coronary arteries. And scientists at that time just concluded that cholesterol was the enemy. And that's what started the war on fat, because they just assumed that, in particular, it was saturated fat. And the Department of Agriculture changed our food pyramid to suggest that we decrease animal fat and eat more carbohydrates and more vegetable-based fats. So we exchanged animal fat for corn oil, butter for margarine, and overall we avoided fat like the plague and focused on increasing our carbohydrate intake, because what else could you increase? There's only 3 basic sources of food, and we have protein, we have carbohydrates, and we have fat. But society back then was also changing, with more families becoming double income, and the move to a commuter lifestyle. So we started to eat more prepared food, and we started to eat out more. And food companies and fast food companies responded in a way that only American business can respond. They industrialized the creation of food, or at least that's what we're lulled into thinking was food. So we are really kind of we're just really at the mercy of the food companies, especially if we think we're doing the right thing for our families, and we just are trying to live in that world of convenience. So prepared foods came to dominate the grocery stores, and cheap fast food filled with processed ingredients became the norm. We turned fruit into juice and grain into white flour. And gosh, it just really makes sense to see how much everything changed and why things would be moving in the direction that they've been moving in. So food scientists found three ingredients that are rare in nature, were also very delightful to eat: sugar, salt, and fat. Think of it. Before industrialization of our grocery products, sugar was only found in fresh fruit or honey. Salt does not exist on the surface of Earth, as rain dissolves it and it washes it away. Wild meat lacks fat. That's why deer hunters mix venison with pork to give it the desired flavor and consistency. So our food was developed in ways to actually make it addicting to our taste buds. I want to say that again. So our food was developed in ways to actually make it addicting to our taste buds. So I want to just stop there. I'm not sure, but I think it might be time for a break because...
I want you to keep going. I was learning a lot.
Well, the screen's out in here, so I'm kind of just taking a stab at being about 15 minutes in.
You were right on it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life.
Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thank you so much for tuning in and coming back after the break. We are talking just kind of like a little history lesson about disease and diabetes and how we are in the situation that we're in. I'm reading an article. It's called 2400 Years of Knowledge Gone in Two Generations. And just to kind of recap a little bit, it says that the fastest growing disease in the U.S. and actually we're going to broaden that quite a bit and say no, actually the entire human race, because it's way beyond our borders now, is type 2 diabetes. And we're just going through and talking a little bit about why that is. And just before we cut to break, I had read this part that says our food was developed in ways to actually make it addicting to our taste buds. And just because I'm thinking of it from reading that line, there is a great movie out there called That Sugar Movie, which is pretty fascinating. And I suggest you watch it if you think that you might even have a situation with sugar. Like you can't just have a sweet without it kicking your mind into kind of like high awareness about any other sweet within about a mile of you, because that's how it was for me. Then check that movie out, because it's pretty eye-opening. So we're going to keep on going, because this stuff is pretty fascinating, and I feel like facts are great, and it's great knowledge for us to know, because a lot of times I think what happens is we get in these situations and then we just deal with the symptoms, and unfortunately things don't get turned around by dealing with the symptoms. It's just like if you've got swelling going on, like all of a sudden your knuckles are swelling, or you've got heartburn and things like that, and you go to the doctor and they want to give you like an anti-inflammatory for your knuckles, or they want to give you something for heartburn, that still doesn't go beyond the symptoms. It's going to probably help and make you feel better, but all the reasons why those things are happening in the first place, if those get addressed and you can just shift what you're doing, those things most of the time can go away. And I am living proof of that, and just want to encourage you to dig deeper. Don't just take something to get rid of a symptom. Okay, so here we go. So one company actually had a slogan, "Bet you can't eat just one." And we responded by eating more processed food and cooking less. And as a nation, we saw a dramatic increase in our body weight, and we saw an explosion of diabetes. We took diabetes, a relatively rare condition, to one where some estimates suggest one in every three people in the United States will develop diabetes by mid-century. But our war on fat was based on a lack of a full understanding of what... Let me just say that right. But our war on fat was based on a lack of a full understanding of what caused coronary disease. We thought it was caused by saturated fat and dietary cholesterol, but over the past few decades, scientific research has resulted in publication after publication on how all of the public policy changes, all of the advertising, all of the marketing, and all of the hype has been based on wrong conclusions. Our heretofore poor understanding of what really causes coronary disease was wrong. It was not caused by eating cholesterol, but by inflammation. Wow. And inflammation, it's incredible. And all that is our body, it's our immune system overreacting to what we're doing to our body. It's our body trying to cope and deal, but it soon turns from a really great thing to a bad thing, especially if it's chronic over time. So this gets us to the basic cause of our epidemic, inflammatory compounds, insulin, and insulin resistance. When we strip out the nutrients, we remove hundreds of natural anti-inflammatories found in spices, berries, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and fruits. We compound that with a plethora of processed white foods, sugar, flour, bread, pasta, and all, and of course, soda filled with high fructose corn syrup. And we become enamored with corn oil, a very high omega-6 based oil, which is not the best type of oil. So much of the change was based on facts, but incomplete facts. Sure, some oils like alpha linoleic acid, some of these things I'm not going to be able to say right, and omega-3 fatty acids present in nuts and extra virgin olive oil, and oily fish, they're anti-inflammatory, and they're healthier than the animal fats, but most vegetable oils contain high concentrations of omega-6 fatty acids, and these oil components can lead to inflammation. A high-stress, low-exercise lifestyle coupled with high refined carb diet result in huge increases in insulin secretion, which in turn changes our entire physiology and drives the calories into our cells, and eventually results in obesity and insulin resistance and hypertension, lipid disorders, and increases in cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and strokes. The list goes on and on. Because of our highly refined diet, we're hungrier, fatter, sicker, and lack the energy and stamina to make it to our next meal. And a growing body of evidence suggests strongly that we have also changed the composition of the bacteria in our gut. So over the last half century, our nation undertook the largest single human experiment in the history of the world. We changed activity levels, our food supply, stripped out the nutrients, and changed our preferred fat, and we basically created a population that is less healthy than the World War II generation. But what does this all mean to you and to me? Reduce your carb intake and move your healthy fats. Basically, if it's refined and comes in and is white and comes in a box, comes with a pop top, contains high amounts of omega-6, doesn't require at least a few minutes to prepare, then don't eat it, or at least cut back on it significantly, and you will decrease your risk of diabetes as well as dozens of other illnesses. Food is medicine, and bad food is bad medicine. And Hippocrates understood this 24 centuries ago, and so should all of we. So that's how this article ends. And it's just the facts. And I think that we really need to start caring about the facts and listening less to our taste buds, because our taste buds, once it's in our mouth, it's great. It tastes fantastic, but beyond that, it's just not doing us any favors in moving forward. So I was excited to share this information, even though it may not be the most uplifting, but you know what they say, you know, the truth can set you free. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. I love my life so much and am so inspired to be able to reach out and help people get on a path to be able to reduce inflammation in their world in all areas. And we meet every Saturday morning at the Red Door Cafe at 8 a.m. Come join us. You'll be glad you did. You'll be with some people that are also moving their life and their health forward. And you can always reach out to me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. I really appreciate you tuning in. Choose health always and stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. He's coming up next. Have a great, healthy week, everyone. Thanks so much.
revolution. I had an opportunity this week to visit the classroom of